Hi, this is Dr. Mike Headley, your holistic sleep expert, helping you solve your sleeping problems without dangerous drugs with a process I call the DNA difference. Today, we're talking about lack of sleep is linked to higher blood pressure and body fat in adolescence. So if you're a parent out there with teenagers, got to listen up to this. This is serious. While previous research has found links between sleep and body mass index, BMI, the authors sought to determine whether sleep is associated with other cardiometabolic measures. In a cross-sectional study, 829 adolescents with a median age of 13 years were monitors that measured their sleep and physical activity. The children's median sleep duration was 7.35 hours a night. Only 2.2% met the National Sleep Foundation recommendations for at least 8 hours of sleep a night for teens age 14 to 17 and 9 hours for 11 to 13-year-olds. I'm going to repeat that again because the children's median sleep duration out of 829 adolescents was 7.35 hours a night. The average person on the planet, average adult, needs 7 to 9 hours of sleep. There's just no kid on the planet that needs under 8 hours of sleep, right? Only 2% of the 829 adolescents met the National Sleep Foundation's recommendations for at least 8 hours of sleep a night for teens age 14 to 17 and 9 hours for 11 to 13-year-olds. So after falling asleep, adolescents spent about 84% of the time asleep before getting up for good, known as their sleep efficiency. A rock solid 90% is really, really the target for your sleep efficiency, meaning you aren't getting up to go to the bathroom, tossing and turning and sitting up and texting and looking at your iPhone and all the other phones out there. So shoot for a 90% sleep efficiency, especially for teenagers. Researchers found more sleep and better sleep were linked with less body fat. They also were tied to lower metabolic risk scores, measured by smaller waist circumferences, lower systolic blood pressure, and higher HDL cholesterol, which is the heart-protective type cholesterol, according to this study. So, again, if you are a parent of a teenager, please, please, please put their phones away, get them to sleep, have curfews. Shoot for 8 to 9 hours of sleep as teenagers. You will do a body's good, their brain good. When you have poor sleep, you have poor life. You have short sleep, you have shorter life. And poor sleep is linked to increased inflammation and also decreased metabolism. It's been linked to higher junk food cravings, hormonal imbalance, stress on the heart, and poor cognitive function. Please, 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 parents, get your kids to sleep. Shoot for 8 to 9 hours, closer to 9 hours while they're developing and they're in your house. Guess what? They follow your rules. So sleep tight and sweet dreams for you and your teenagers. Dr. Mike Headley signing off.